Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am your host, Moray Isha Yisrael, from the house of Israel, here to bring you nothing but the truth. Shalom to everyone that is joining us on YouTube and on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. For you know, the only reason that you have dedicated yourself to hear the word of Yah at this time is because of your great fear and love toward the mighty Elohim, whose name is Yahweh. So we praise the mighty Yah for being able to bring nothing but the truth. and I'm here instead of More Ishaya, who is a little under the weather, but we will be able to still bring the word of Yah, nothing but the truth. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the Elohim of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He's the only king. He's the only judge. He's the only lawgiver. He's the only redeemer. And he's the only savior of Israel and the world. And we're going to speak about Yah's law and Yah's word. And we're going to speak about something that seems to elude our people so greatly. And that is true happiness. Many times you find that our people, the children of Israel, and people in general, but our people, Yah's people, have a tough time just being happy. And as the scripture says, our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And if you don't understand how to obtain happiness, it's most likely because you lack the knowledge on how to grasp true happiness. So let's look at what the Most High has for us so we can understand how we are to be able to obtain this happiness. What is this happiness that Yahweh says you can have? First, let me show you what Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, we'll begin reading in the 45th verse, where it states, "Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and shall overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Yahweh, thy Elohim, commandments, and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not Yahweh thy Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things." So we see our people will experience trouble because we neglected and rejected the word of the Most High and neglected to serve him joyfulness and gladness of our heart for the abundance of all things, which means what? We didn't appreciate the Most High. We did not rejoice in the Creator. Look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, we begin reading at verse 22. It states here, "Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bringeth forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds, and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahweh, all thy Elohim, always." And he keeps reading and stating, as it says, And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh thy Elohim have blessed thee, then thou shalt turn it into money and bind up the money in thy hand, and shalt go unto the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose, and thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth, and thou shalt eat before Yahweh thy Elohim, and thou shalt rejoice, thou and thy household, and the Levite that is within thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he has no part nor inheritance with thee. What is this letting you know? Letting you know that the Most High gave us a law that while in our own land, we're supposed to tithe the increase of our flocks, of our herds, and of our field, and we're supposed to bring that tithe to the holy city on which he has placed his name, and we're supposed to eat that tithe. We're supposed to rejoice before him in that tithe and learn to fear him all the time. So essentially, what did Yahweh let us know? He let us know that because we did not serve Yahweh with joyfulness and gladness of our heart for the abundance of all things. Because we didn't do this law of the tithe. Because we didn't learn what this law of the tithe would teach us, which is to fear him all the time, to learn how to rejoice before the Creator for all the abundance that he has given us. Because we didn't learn from this law, because we didn't keep that law, nor the other laws. Because we didn't do this, the Most High is letting us know in Deuteronomy 28 and 47, because thou servest not Yahweh thy Elohim with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And as we just read, in paying the tithe, in bringing the tithe to the Most High, in eating before the Creator in the place where he has put his name, was to teach us to fear him always. But we didn't do it. If you also look in the book of Psalms 128, in Psalms 128, first verse says, blessed is everyone that feareth Yahweh, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Yeah. If you get to eat the labor of your hands. But you see, our people weren't praising Yahweh for this abundance. Our people weren't magnifying the Most High for this abundance. Our people weren't rejoicing and being glad in Yahweh for this abundance. Instead, our people were complaining. Instead, our people were rejecting the law. Instead, our people were being greedy. They didn't want to take that tenth to Jerusalem. They didn't want to take the tenth unto the Levite. They didn't want to give the tenth unto the stranger and the fatherless and the widow and rejoice before the Creator. Instead, our people wanted to keep it in their own house as if that was going to bring them more joy. How can something bring you more joy than what Yah said will bring you joy? Yahweh said, by doing this thing, you will rejoice. But you see, our people didn't do this thing. Therefore, rejoicing was cut short. And you won't be able to do that which Yahweh said. You can't do something that Yahweh said you can't do. Yahweh said you will rejoice before him if you do this thing. But if you don't do this thing, what do you think is going to happen? You're not going to be able to rejoice before him. And he let us know about those curses, that they will be upon our seed and our seed forever, because we serve not Yahweh with gladness of heart, with joyfulness and gladness of heart in the abundance of all things. So let's go back to that Deuteronomy 28. Or 47 says, because thou servest not Yahweh, thy Elohim, with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yahweh shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in the want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed thee. So the opposite happens now. Because we didn't serve Yahweh, our Elohim, for the abundance of all things, because we rejected his word, now we have to serve our enemies, who Yahweh has sent against us. We got to serve them in hunger and in thirst and in the want of all things. In doing so, while you have to do that, while you have to serve your enemy for everything that you need and want, not only do you got to go to your enemy for everything that you need and want, he's going to put a yoke of iron on your neck until you've been destroyed. Now, does that sound happy? Does that sound gleeful, joyful, and delightful? No, it sounds hard, and it sounds like oppression. Which is why the happiness that we so dearly look for and want and need is so far from us. Because we've been oppressed. Because we're destroyed. Because we're serving our enemies. Because we've been cursed and we haven't taken hold of the blessing. Well, how do we get that? How do we return to that? To where we can become happy again. To where we can feel the joy and the happiness that the Almighty said you would be able to have if you served him. Where does that start at? Starts exactly where it was in the beginning. And I'll show you in Proverbs, the 29th chapter. In Proverbs chapter 29, we'll begin reading in the 18th verse. It states, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So what is that letting you know? That's letting you know, if you want happiness, you got to go to this law. That's the exact place you don't want to go, but that's the exact place you got to go, to the law of the Most High. It let us know that where there is no vision, the people perish, which means where there is no revelation, where there is no sight, where you cannot see what Yahweh has shown you, where there is no light from the Creator, giving vision, giving revelation, revealing His word, so that you may know Him. And why would Yah reveal His word so that you may know Him? Well, let me show you. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. In Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the Creator states, "The secret things belong unto Yahweh our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." So apparently, the Almighty only reveals His word so that you may do the law. Which to me, it looks like it means Yahweh wants you to be happy. He wants you to be joyful. He wants you to be glad, because He has revealed these secret things. Look what it says in Psalms 25. In Psalms 25, in verse 14, it states, "The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear Him." Well, why in the world is the secret things that belong unto Yah also with them that fear Him? Because they're revealed so that you may keep the law. And why would He reveal the secret things to someone that's not going to fear Him? Why would you go unto a people that's not going to honor you, that's not going to listen to you, that's not going to respect you, that's not going to give you any time of day? Why are you going to go to them and start opening up their eyesight, opening up their vision, showing them things that they never seen before, giving them more and more deeper understanding unto the law, showing them how they can allow the law to be utilized in their life every day? Why would you start giving a people that don't care nothing about you these secrets? What are they going to do with them? Nothing. Nothing at all. They're going to throw them in the trash. They're going to walk backwards away from them. They're going to ignore them, and they're going to turn it into scorn. So Yahweh don't reveal His secrets to them that do not fear Him. Yah reveals, and He said His secret is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. That is who Yahweh reveals these things to. That is where the vision goes to. And where there is no vision, the people will perish. And the people are perishing because they don't serve Yah. They don't fear Yah. They don't want Yah. They don't care for Yah. And how are you going to live if you don't care for your fountain, if you don't care for your maker, if you don't care for your Elohim? How can you live? How can happiness be a part of your life if you don't even do the thing that will make you happy? No, you can't. Can't make it that way. So what else did the Most High say about this happiness? Let me show you. Proverbs 28, verse 14. Proverbs 28, verse 14, it reads here, happy is the man that feareth always. In other words, happy is the man that always fears Yah. Happy is the man that feareth always. But he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. That means if you always keep yourself in a humble state, in a meek place, knowing that Yahweh is your Elohim. That's what it says. That's what Yah let us know. That you shall walk humbly with your Elohim. And you're going to always be happy. You're going to be happy. Happy is the man that fear always. Always fear the Most High. That's always in fear and in awe of the Almighty. That's what needs to be on your mind. That's who needs to be on our mind, is the Creator. We need to be in fear of Yahweh all the time. It said to fear the secret things, Yahweh reveal his secrets to them that fear him. Why? Because he's happy. He's getting all these jewels open up to his life, making life easy and simple for him, giving him a clear path on how to walk right. Let me show you what Yahweh said in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, 12th verse. States, and now, Israel, what doth Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee but to fear Yahweh thy Elohim? You see, the very first thing the Most High listed when the statement was made, when the question was asked, for your betterment, what does Yahweh require? Does the fountain of living waters require? What does the Creator require? What does the Most High require? The only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only Savior, what does he require? And what does he require? What's the first thing he requires? To fear him. Fear Yah, your Elohim. And then to walk in his ways. And walk in all his ways. And you got to fear him first. How are you going to walk in his ways if you don't fear him? You're not even going to be able to know his ways if you don't fear him. How are you going to be happy if you don't know Yah's ways to walk in? What it all boils down to is, if you want to be happy, you got to keep this law. The way of the Most High is the only way to happiness. When you're happy, what do you feel when you're happy? What's going on with you when you're happy? You feel delightful. You feel light. You feel filled with joy. That's what happens when you're happy. You feel complete. That's why the man that feareth always is happy, because he's complete. And how in the world do you get to a place where you can be complete, where you can be whole? Well, let me show you. In the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter. In Psalms 37, start reading in verse 21. It says, the wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by Yah, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man. And what is good? What is good? Good is something that is whole. Good is something that is complete. So the steps of a whole man ordered by Yahweh, which means this good, whole, complete man has the Most High giving him the direction, giving him the order, giving him the measure, giving him the way, giving him the vision, and giving him the guidance. Why would Yahweh give a good man order? I'll show you that. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse. States, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man or whole duty of man. This is how a man or woman becomes whole, by fearing Elohim and keeping his commandments. You cannot be whole without doing the word of Yah. And if you're not going to be whole, you're not going to be happy. Because if you're not going to be whole, you're not going to be good. And if you're not going to be good, Yah's not going to order your steps. And if Yah's not going to order your steps, you're going to fall into mischief, as the proverb stated. And what is mischief? It's confusion. It's chaos. It's unrest. And how can you be happy if you don't have rest? If you don't have peace? If you're not complete? You must be whole to get to happiness. You must be good, which is whole. And that is how you become happy, when your whole walk is in the fear of Yah, and you're keeping his commandments. Now you're whole, and now Yah will order your steps. Though you may fall, Yahweh will be right there to uphold you. Look in the book of 2 Chronicles. And what are we discussing? True happiness. How do we get true happiness? Is it by getting $2 billion mansion, $1 million cars, all the women and men we can have, eating alligator, shrimp, and lobster, platinum and gold and diamond chains on our neck? What is true happiness? Let's see what Yahweh says. In 2 Chronicles, the 9th chapter, we'll begin reading at the 3rd verse. States, and when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, bearers also, and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of Yahweh, there was no more spirit in her. Can you believe it? Solomon had wisdom that no one else had. He was that wise. Yahweh made him the wisest king ever, and richest. Not Mansa Musa, not Genghis Khan, not the Queen of England, not Donald Trump, but Solomon, the wisest and richest. and his wisdom came from the Most High. That means Yah ordered his wisdom. Yah gave him his wisdom. And by Solomon using the wisdom that Yah gave him, he was able to allow Yah's house to be built in such a magnificent way. It was utterly beautiful. He was able to set the meat, which is the food of his table, was so beautiful because his kingdom was ordered by Yah in his wisdom. The sitting of his servants, the order of them was beautiful. The attendance of his ministers was beautiful. Their apparel, it was ordered by the Most High. It was apparel that Solomon saw they should wear because of this wisdom that Yah gave him. And Yahweh orders the steps of these good men, his cupbearers and their apparel, and how he even walked up to the house of Yah was in a beautiful order. So much so that this queen of this great nation, Sheba, which was a great nation in those times, a mighty nation and a rich nation, she came there to say, I'm going to go question him. She had wisdom. She had understanding. And when she seen his and how he even walked up to the house of the Most High, no spirit was left in her. What does that mean? She fainted. She fell out. Where'd her spirit go? She lost consciousness for a second. It was that overwhelming. And in verse 5 it said, and she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard in mine own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not their words until I came, and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard. Happy are thy men, and happy are these servants, these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be Yah, thy Elohim, which delighted in thee, set thee on this throne, on his throne, to be king for Yahweh thy Elohim, because Yahweh thy Elohim loved Israel to establish them forever. Therefore made he the king over them to do judgment and justice. You see, because of the wisdom that Yah gave Solomon and how he ordered everything, they were all happy. Happy were thy men. Happy were thy these servants. And why? Because they heard the wisdom of Yah. They heard the wisdom of Yah. They were ordered by the wisdom of Yah. And by that happening in their lives, they were happy. How else are you going to be happy? For there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. How else are you going to be happy? Go to the book of Psalms 144. Let's start reading verse 15. It says, oh, let's start reading in verse 10. It states, it is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speak vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. That our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of stone, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose Elohim is Yah. I noticed that all of these things that the psalmist is hope for was dealing with having your own, having abundance. Having abundance in your family, abundance in your spirit, abundance in your field, abundance in your commerce, abundance in your land. To where nobody's complaining. Because you know if somebody's complaining, they're not happy. He said no complaining be in the streets. And if you have all these things, then you're happy. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yay. Happy is that people whose Elohim is Yah. Is your Elohim Yahweh? Or do you just like talking about him? Is your Elohim Yah? Well, if your Elohim is Yahweh, why aren't you happy? I know why we're not happy. Because we don't know the Most High like we thought we did. And as you saw, Solomon's wisdom that Yah gave him allowed him to order things in such a way that it created happiness. Because it went by the order of Yah. Because a good man is a whole man, and his steps is ordered by Yah. Why? Because he fears Elohim. And if you want to be happy, you got to fear the Most High. Why? Because if you fear Yah, he'll reveal his secret unto you and show you his covenant. And why would that make you happy? Because if you don't have a vision, then you perish. But if you keep the law, the word of Yah, then you can be happy. But maybe this is the case in Deuteronomy 28. In verse 64, it states, "And Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other Elohim, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yah shall give thee there a trembling heart, and a failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. And thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would Elohim it were even. And in that even thou shalt say, Would Elohim it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou fear, and the fear in the sight of thine eyes wherewith thou shalt see." Is this the case? Is this why we don't have happiness? Because we're cursed? Because Yahweh said that we'll be like this? He said, "There you shall serve deities of wood and stone and be scattered." Well, what happens when you stop serving these deities of wood and stone? What happens when you stop rejecting the word of the Most High? What happens? The thing that he said would happen. You become happy. What happens when you stop delighting in swine and stop delighting in graven images and stop delighting in your oppressors? What happens when you stop delighting in your oppressors' ways? I'll show you. This is Psalms 1. Psalms 1 says, first verse, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yah, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Yeah, so now what you have now, if you decide to stop walking in the counsel of the ungodly, that's what it says in your scriptures, the ungodly. And what is un-Elohimly? What is not of Elohim? The Christ of the New Testament is not of Elohim. The deity of the Quran, the Muslim deity, is not of Elohim. All these false gods are not of Elohim. Your oppressor is not of Elohim. So if you stop walking in the counsel of these false gods and your enemies, because that's who the ungodly is, how in the world is it godly? Is it Elohimly? Is it of Elohim to have a statue of a man that's a statue of his execution? And you kissing the feet of the statue of a representation of a dead man, calling him your God. You're kissing a stone of a nothing. What is a stone? And you're kissing it and throwing more stones at it. What are we doing? That's not of Elohim. And if you walk in that counsel, you won't be of Elohim. How can you walk in the counsel of something that is not of Elohim and be happy? Yahweh is the creator of happiness. Yahweh is the creator of joy. Yahweh is the creator of gladness. But you want to choose to walk in the counsel of your oppressor, who only wants to satisfy his own stomach. And this is who you believe you'll get happiness through? Nor standeth in the way of sinners. How in the world can you be in the way where sinners are at? Where people are breaking the law of the Most High day and night. How in the world can we be happy when we go to the sinners? The people that don't acknowledge the Most High. How in the world can you find happiness if we go to the people that don't care for the Most High, nor his people, and think we're going to get an answer to our questions, and think we're going to find out how we can be happy, and think we're going to obtain joy, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful? You know you're not happy. You know what a scorner is? A complainer, of somebody that always got something to say negative about whatever you're doing, and whatever they doing, and whatever she doing, and whatever Yahweh doing. They scorning all the time. They always got something to say. They complaining about it. They making negative remarks about it. They throwing dirt at it. They never sound good, and they never talk good. The sun can rise, and you say, praise Yah. And then they say, yeah, but I got to go to this whack job, and I got to go look at my whack boss. And I got to go deal with these whack people. And yeah, the sun rising, but it's another terrible day. He's just a scorner. Praise Yahweh. We done made it to the Sabbath. You can't keep the Sabbath. Who want to keep the Sabbath anyway? A scorner. That's what a scorner does. They don't even see when good comes. How can they be happy? And how can you sit next to them and be happy? It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. If you know somebody that's ungodly and you get counsel from them, they're not going to give you whole counsel. If you know somebody that's a sinner and you stand with them, you're not going to get good coming to you. And if you know somebody that's a scorner and you sit with them, then you're not going to have happiness in your life. You're not going to be complete. You're not going to be whole. Therefore, you're not going to be good. Therefore, your steps aren't going to be ordered by Yah. And therefore, he won't reveal unto you any secrets, because if you're not good, you're not fearing the Most High. That's how you become good, by fearing Yah. If you fear Yah, he starts showing you things. In verse 2, it says, but the blessed man, his delight is in the law of Yah. Why? Because where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keep the law, happy is he. So therefore, his delight got to be in the law of Yah. And if you want to remain happy, if you want to remain with joy, then why aren't you going to meditate in his law day and night? That's the way to happiness. That's the way to joy. Verse 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If that's what's going on with you, how are you not happy? If everything you do begins to prosper, when you got time to feel sorrowful all the time, to wake up and be, oh, I'm so sad. No, look what it says in Psalms 127. See, our people have thought that happiness comes with material things, and we got phones, and we got rings, and we got shoes, and we got cars. That's not happiness. That's just what's a ring? What's a phone? What's a car? It's a thing. It's a thing. And how we done got? How are you gonna draw your happiness from a thing, instead of drawing your happiness from Yahweh? In Psalms 127, states, except Yahweh build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. What you doing getting up, being sorrowful, laying down, being sorrowful? Just all you doing is worrying about the negatives in life. Isn't it that Yah's servant Job said, should we not receive good from Elohim and not the bad? Did not Yahweh say that he created light and darkness, that he created peace and he created evil? Yahweh Elohim makes all these things, and they're all a part of life. So why rise up and be vain and eat the bread of sorrows? For so he give his beloved sleep. You get some sleep and rest, knowing that Yahweh, he running the show. And you want to know what to do? Just seek out the Most High. Verse 3 says, lo, children are a heritage of Yah, and the fruit of the womb, his reward. Do you have children? Yahweh just gave you a reward. Yahweh just rewarded you. When you was a little kid in school or somewhere and you did good, you wanted a little gold star, you wanted a reward, you wanted a certificate, you wanted a trophy, you wanted money for doing well, you wanted a reward. But Yahweh said, children are heritage and inheritance of Yah. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. If you have children, you got a bunch of little rewards, accolades, gold stars, trophies. You got the best rewards you can get, because it says in the next verse, as arrows are in the hand of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with his enemies in the gate. Happy you gonna be. People run around talking about they got too many kids. Well, how you gonna be? Yahweh said, happy is he that have his quiver full. You got a full quiver of children. You should be happy. And if you're not, then you don't realize what you have. And what do you have? You have Yah's reward. You have Yah's heritage. People walking around, got the law of the Most High, walking around sad. Why? Because they don't realize what they have. But the law, if you keep the law, that's how you're going to be happy. How are you going to hold on to your key of happiness and not be happy? You holding on to this key of happiness, you holding on to this book, you walking around with this book, you talking about this book, you trying to debate people about this book, you trying to tell your family members about this book, you trying to tell your coworkers and your friends about this book, you hopping on social media and making videos about this book, but you're not happy. Why not? Because you don't know what you have. But Yahweh is showing you what you have. You have the exact and the definite foundation to happiness, which is his law. Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. How do you even utilize this? Well, as I said, the steps of Yahweh orders the steps of a good man. And you're going to, how do you get to this goodness? You got to do something. You got to fear the Most High. And in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, let's start at verse 3. It says, and he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh doth man live. You want to be happy? Then look what it says in Isaiah 34. Verse 16. It says, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. It's the words in the book of Yah that will bring you happiness. Open the book of the Most High and do every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. That's how you get happiness. But I got mental issues. You know why we got mental issues? Let me show you. Yes, we got mental issues. Yes, Israel is sick. Yes, we crazy, we cuckoo, we off the chain, we mentally disturbed. Yeah, we got all these problems. And the sorcerers and the wizards and the witches, also known as the medical doctors, these so-called medical distributors, medicine and pharmacist makers, pharmaceutical makers, they're not giving you cures and healing for your mental issues. They're just making your mind unaware that you crazy for real. And in Deuteronomy 28, verse 28, show you why we off the chain. It says, Yahweh shall smite thee with madness. There you go. That's why we mad. You know what madness means? It means we crazy. We crazy. Do you know what crazy means? Crazy means confused. Confused. You don't know what's going on. And why? And what is the place that we're in? We're in Babylon. What is Babylon? The city of confusion. The city of madness. You live in madness. Yahweh shall smite thee with madness and blindness. You can't even see things. You don't even know. You don't even know what you're looking at. Because, as it says, people rejected the knowledge of the Most High. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we don't know what we're looking at. People walk down the street every day past 1907 Vine Street. They don't know what they're looking at. People read the book of the Most High every day and still don't understand. You do not know what you're looking at. You can't even see it when you don't accept the word of the Most High, when you don't fear Yah, when you don't honor the Creator. How are you going to even see? He's the one that made light, where there is no vision, the people will perish. You're blind. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he, because you can see. You're blind. Then he said, in astonishment of heart. Your heart's always astonished and emotional and grabbed by something. You're always dealing with some kind of drama of the heart. Why? Because you're not thinking about Yah. Thinking about anything but. And so now you got mental issues. Now you got anger management problems. Now you got depression. Now you got mood disorders, manic depressant, schizophrenic. Now you're so messed up, you start seeing things and hearing things. Now you got anxiety problems. What kind of issues start happening? Why? Because you don't think about Yah. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter. Here, how are you going to have happiness if you're not thinking about the Creator? The very foundation to your happiness. Our people, we got all these brain issues, as they call them, brain disorders, because we're not considering the Most High. For instance, the Creator said, if you deal with these curses, you'll eat polluted food. Well, don't you know these polluted foods, they start polluting your body. And it's going to pollute your mind. And pollution causes dysfunction. Nobody likes a bad smelling apple, smell rotten. It disturbs you. Well, what are you doing eating rotten food? You're disturbing yourself. And you continuously put rotten things in your body, the more and more disturbed you become. Yahweh said in Isaiah, the 26th chapter, in that day, first verse, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Yehuda. We have a strong city. Salvation will Elohim appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. You see, if you want your mind to be calmed and come to a place of wholeness, you got to keep your mind on the Creator. How do you tell a person that healing, that they don't need the mental health medicine? All they need is Yah. Well, you got to show them Yahweh's order. Don't you see what we've been dealing with? It's all about Yahweh's order. You cannot have happiness if you're out of order. You live by every word of Yah, and everything Yahweh has done is ordered. And how do I know that? Because for something to be ordered, it had to be measured. Order is measure. That's why it is ordered. That's why it is arranged. That's why it is organized. Because it's been measured. You cannot arrange something without measuring it. Look what it says in the book of Leviticus. Verse 35 states, "You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measure." You cannot be doing unrighteous judgments, meat yards, weights, measures. Everything has to be righteous. Yahweh does everything in order. How do I know that? Deuteronomy 32, verse 4 says, "He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment." All of Yahweh's ways are judgment, which means all of Yah's ways are measured, which means all of Yah's ways are ordered, which means all of Yah's ways are complete. And if you want to be happy, you must be complete. And the only way you could come to being complete is by following every word of Yah. You think you can't do it? Well, then you're mistaken. Because in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, in the 13th verse, let's see what Yahweh commanded. In Deuteronomy 18, verse 13, it says, "Thou shalt be perfect, whole." The Hebrew word tamim, whole, perfect with Yah thy Elohim. You shall be whole with the Creator. You shall be perfect with the Creator. You shall be complete with the Creator. You shall be good with Yah, which means you shall keep it 100% with the Most High. You shall walk with Yahweh all the way. You shall fear all the way. That's how you'll be happy. You should keep the law. That's how you get happiness. You should meditate in the law day and night. That's how you delight in Yah. And moreover, brothers and sisters, we got to do what Yahweh said. And what did he say? He said, rejoice before him. And how do you rejoice before the Creator? The very first scriptures I went to was dealing with tithe. Well, let me show you some more about that. Go to the Proverbs. I believe we want Proverbs. I believe I want the third chapter. Let me make sure. I got it. Just take me a quick second. Yes, Proverbs 14. Go to Proverbs 14. Verse 21. Proverbs 14, verse 21, it states here, he that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. There's ways to get to this happiness, and it don't come by the way you want it to. And how do you want to get to happiness? By hitting the lottery, getting silly rich, buying a Bentley, getting a fat mansion, running up and down the streets of Rodeo Drive and Park Avenue. What's that? What does all that mean? It means nothing. But in Proverbs 14, verse 21, it says, he that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Well, what do you think tithes is doing? Let me show you. Go to the book of Malachi. The third chapter. In Malachi chapter 3, start reading verse 7. It says, even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Turn unto me, and I will return unto you, saith Yah of hosts. But we said, in your scriptures it says, but ye said, but I know we said, because I'm part of the ye. But we have said, wherein shall we return? How do we return? That's what we said. Yah said, return unto him. Yah said, be happy. Yah said, you can be happy. You can have joy. You can have gladness. You can stop being depressed. You can stop being angry. You can stop being sad. You can stop being manic depressive. You can stop being bipolar. You can stop having mental issues. Your mind could come to peace. But how you going to get this happiness? How you going to return to the one that delivers the happiness? To the one that said if you fear him, you'll be happy. How can we return to this? Yah said, and he answered you with a question. Will a man rob Elohim? He have robbed me. But we said, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Excuse me? What? Yes. Robbing Yahweh every day. And I ain't talking like one of these slick preachers and ministers and pastors and reverends that ain't reverends at all, that try to throw this line on you, you robbing God. You ain't paying your tithes. No, because I'm not getting the private plane. I'm not getting the big house. I'm not getting the limo picking me up on Sunday mornings. All I get is ridicule. It's scorners. Because the he that speaketh the truth in the gate is hated. So I'm not going to get love for what I'm about to tell you. We robbing Yahweh in tithes and offerings. And if you want to return to the Most High, tithe and offer. Yah said you didn't serve him with the abundance of all things. You didn't serve him for the joyfulness and gladness of heart in the abundance of all things. Meaning, you didn't serve Yahweh and you weren't happy about it. You weren't delightful about it. You wasn't enjoying it. When you got your abundance, you didn't give Yahweh his tenth. You didn't set apart the holy things. You didn't help out the neighbor that was poor. You didn't offer unto the Levites, to the strangers, and to the fatherless, and to the widow. You didn't put meat in Yah's house. And now here we are in captivity. Here we are being shot down by our enemies, being fed poison in our grocery stores, being oppressed by our enemies every day and night. And we asking Yahweh, how can we get back to him? And the very thing our greedy selves don't want to do is the very thing we got to do. Because Yah said we robbed him, tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that ye may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith why you need meat in Yah's house. Because it's the poor that should come to Yah's house and be fed. It's the afflicted that should come to Yah's house and be fed. It's the widow that needs to come to Yah's house and be fed. It's the fatherless that needs to come to Yah's house and be fed. It's the Levite that works for Yah day and night that comes to Yah's house and needs to be fed. You out there working. You out there throwing dollars on strippers, throwing money in the club, throwing money into Benzes and Beamers and Corvettes, putting money into watches that call you, and you talking on the phone on a watch. Your house got more rooms than you can sleep in. You got more showers than you can wash up in. You got more shoes that you can wear in a week. And what you doing with all that money? What you doing with all that increase? You're not praising Yahweh with it. Even today. And even today, Yahweh is letting us know, bring the tithe and the offering in the storehouse so there may be meat in my house. That Yahweh of hosts, and test him, prove him, he said, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. I'm going to rebuke the person that devours you, that puts their weapons on you, that eats you up, and that causes this yoke of iron to be on your neck, that oppresses you. I'm a rebuke him for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruit of thy ground, neither cast shall your vine cast the fruit before the time in the field. And Yahweh save Yahweh a host, and then all nations gonna call you blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, save Yahweh host. You're gonna be happy. You're gonna be happy. Your land will be delightful because you did what Yahweh said. But Yahweh continued on to say, your words have been stout against me, saith Yah. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve Elohim. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? And that we have walked mournfully before Yahweh, our Elohim of hosts. Like, what's the profit? We done had to put on sackcloth and ashes and be humble and always consider. Why is that cool? Always praising Yah for the good, but we got to always consider the not so good. Well, if you don't stay in the house of mourning, how are you going to consider? It say, praise Yahweh and rejoice in Yahweh in trembling. Why? Because you better know. It could go down at any time. So be happy, but always know Yahweh can allow the bad to come. And if you're not considering him by doing what he said, then you could be messed up. And we said, why is this a prophet? And because we rejected this. Verse 15 said, now we call the proud happy. Yes, now the ones that are running around here proud. And wouldn't it be ironic that some of the most abominable people call themselves proud and call themselves gay? And the word gay means happy. They're doing the exact word of the Most High. And we calling the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. They that tempt Elohim are even delivered. This is what we think. This is why we go out and act the fool. Because we think that the wicked must know the secret to just getting it. When all through the book of the Most High, he tell you the secret to get it. Fear him. Walk with him. Consider him. Meditate on him. Do everything he said. Then they that feared Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before them that feared Yah and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith Yahweh of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall they return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. And you'll be able to see who's really happy and who really ain't. Because those that serve Yah, they're going to have happiness. Let me show you that as one of the last scriptures I'll go to. In Psalms 146, verse 1 says, praise ye Yah. Praise Yahweh, O my soul. While I live, I will praise Yah. I will sing praises unto my Elohim. While I have any being, why? Because Yahweh is what will make you happy. Yahweh is so beautiful, how can he not make you happy? And how can praising Yahweh make you sad? Praising Yahweh should be the most joyous thing you do. Verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man. Ain't that book called the New Testament? All it's telling you to do is listen to the Son of Man and what the Son of Man is going to do. And the Son of Man this, and the Son of Man that, and the Son of Man this. But Yahweh's book say, put not your trust in a prince. And that's all the Christ in the New Testament tried to pose himself to be, is a prince. That's all he tried to pose himself to be, is a prince. He did say he's not the Prince of Peace, but he tried to pose himself to be a prince. Because in that New Testament, all he says is that he's the son of his father. He come in his father's name, and his father is the king of the earth. So what would that make him? A prince? Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. There's no help here. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to his earth. That very day his thoughts perish. Why are you going to worry about these people and seek happiness in the eyes of other people when that's not where you get it from? But verse 5 said, happy is he that hath the Elohim of Yaakov for his help, whose hope is in Yahweh his Elohim, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. Yahweh looseth the prisoners. Yahweh openeth the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raiseth them that are bowed down. Yahweh loveth the righteous. Yahweh preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. The way of the wicked he turneth upside down. Yahweh shall reign forever, even thy Elohim, O Zion, unto all generations. Hallelujah. How can you not be happy about this? How can this not be good news?
Yahweh.
This is beautiful, awesome, amazing news that the Creator has gave me the great fortune to share with you this evening and night. That happiness don't come from whatever you think you're doing, but happiness come from Yah, serving Yah, fear Yah, and keep His commandments. Then watch the happiness abound in thy soul. Until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, He always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and He'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.